This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. The organizational goal of the Committee on the Shelterless, or COTS, the Petaluma-based nonprofit that provides services to the homeless, is to do more than meet immediate needs.
We really are ambitious in the sense that we don't want to just help people be comfortable while they're homeless. We want to help break the cycle of homelessness by meeting them when they're in crisis, when their lives have fallen apart, helping them to put their lives back together after they've been shattered, and then on a good day, getting them back under a roof of their own.
COTS Executive Director John Record says they've gotten to be pretty successful at that.
About 80% of the adults who come through our housing program wind up going back into housing of their own. At least this statistic was valid before the big economic crash, and things are all topsy-turvy now.
So much so that Record says he recently found his agency providing assistance to one of their former supporters.
I have a friend who's a donor to COTS who'd been giving substantial amounts every year, who had to get help paying for his groceries and utilities last month. So things are just very strange these days. We've had more senior citizens needing help, and it's a terrible, scary thing to think of somebody who's 70 years old on a fixed income who never thought they would ever in a million years be having to go to a homeless shelter.
People like these arrive at COTS through a very different set of circumstances and are beginning to be known as the new homeless to differentiate them from the population the agency has served in the past.
The old homeless are people who have a lot of things going on in their lives. Predominantly, though, it's not a matter simply of economic dislocation for them. They often will have had a lot of abuse and neglect as children. They may have made decisions based on how that damaged them and develop coping skills around that could actually reinforce them being homeless later on. The new homeless are people who just got burned in a bad economy that's hurting a lot of people.
To meet this need, which is anticipated to grow even more in the months ahead, COTS has been networking with churches and other partners to identify additional resources. A key, Record says, will be sharing.
There's a model of shared housing where we have about 6 shared houses in Rona Park, similar number in Petaluma, where you'd have several families sharing a house. I was talking with a pastor of a church who said, well, gee, you know, we could do that. Our congregation could run several of those. So in really tough times, there's the opportunity to share things that we're not necessarily sharing so much now.
With COTS providing the administrative coordination for these shared spaces, they hope to be able to bridge the hard times until the economic conditions that have dislocated these people take a turn for the better. In the meantime, Record says they are able to make some temporary adjustments when the weather turns bad.
When it's really cold and wet, we loosen up on some of our admissions policies to go beyond our nominal capacity to take people. Normally, people have to test alcohol and drug-free to come in. But we'll say, all right, look, as long as you can behave yourself, you can come in. Here's a place for you. You can stay while it's really ugly weather out because we want you to live. But if you want to stay after that, you've got to comply with our normal policies.
COTS currently has beds for 325 people at their facilities in Petaluma and Roanoke Park. All of them are usually full. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.